You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey y'all, I'm Savannah, I'm that witch up the holler, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy.
Hey, it's Kate, also known as Tarot Kate, and I am here on Real Hauntings Podcast with an episode of Real or Creepy.
That's right, everyone. It's their last episode together on Real or Creepy, and we're so thankful that they joined us and given us their time to discuss whether or not these stories are a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. So we're going to jump into our first story. It's titled Phantom Church. Over 2 years ago, I was working for DoorDash. It's 10 p.m., pretty late, and I get an order to be delivered at a church. The church was out in the sticks. So I go pick up an order, and I get to the church, and a person dressed in all white meets me outside to take the order. They tell me thank you, and I tell them to have a good night. So the next day, I'm DoorDashing, and I get another order in the same location. And when I get there to deliver the order, the church is gone. And instead, there is a really nice all-white house. I asked the owner of the house if there used to be a church on this property. And they told me, yeah, but it burned down in the late 1880s. And it just made me wonder how a phantom church or ghost was able to order from DoorDash. And that's literally the end of the story. So, Savannah, what did you think about this one? You grew up in a pretty religious scenario. Did y'all ever have random delivery people show up? Nobody called.
Not that nobody called. I mean, we definitely order delivery sometimes. I have heard of like phantom buildings, though. Mm-hmm. I have heard if that's a thing that has happened. I don't know how a ghost ordered a DoorDash to the boonies.
This would be such a puzzling experience to have. Like, I would start to question everything I knew about life.
I'm going to say this is creepy because why wasn't the writer a little more stressed out?
Yeah. And like, wasn't there like a credit card transaction through DoorDash? I mean, anyway, it's a fun story.
Yeah. But Kate, history.
Yeah. Kate, what'd you think about this one?
I don't know. Like Savannah said, you know, there are, you know, like phantom buildings. I've also heard of, it reminded me of the story where a 911 operator, they would have a phantom call and it would happen a certain night every night. And, you know, new callers that would come in on the job were told, you know, it's a phantom call, ignore it. Wow. And I thought that was insane that that could happen. So I definitely think it could happen. I need the DoorDash proof. Yeah. I need the receipts.
I love the idea of DoorDash, like using this in their commercials now, like so good that spirits from the 1880s ordered Taco Bell or like whatever.
Exactly. Super convenient.
Yeah, that one was
across
just like
dimensions.
I saw that and I was like, okay, I've got to include this one. It's too strange not to. All right, guys, we're on our final story. This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
It's titled, I Saw My Husband's Double Freaky Experience. My daughter and I were stopped at the traffic light only 200 meters from our house when who we thought we saw was my husband taking the right green light turn on the opposite side of the road, going the other direction. We both stopped talking in the car and stared, our eyes following the car as it turned the corner. My daughter shouted, there's Dad! And I replied, I wonder where he's going. We both just laughed and forgot about it. As the light turned green, we approached the house, and in the driveway was his car. We parked and hopped out quickly, looking at each other a bit puzzled. I even held my hand on her bonnet to see if it was hot, but it was cold. We took all the shopping into the house, calling out his name, and he was lying in the bedroom watching TV. We told him what we saw, and he said he hadn't left the house since he got home from work about an hour before us. We were in shock. The guy we saw physically looked exactly like my husband, right down to the same car, sunglasses, shirt, even his mannerisms, everything. It was just crazy. If I had seen this alone, I may have second-guessed myself that I was daydreaming. Because my 11-year-old daughter was with me and her 20/20 vision, she was a witness to the experience. I, to this day, cannot explain this. Anyone else had this happen to them? I don't know why I said that sarcastically. Kate, I'll go to you. You know, people certainly have varying doppelganger experiences. One of the freakiest stories we ever heard on this podcast was about a doppelganger of somebody sliding out under the bed staring at them. And we've also heard stories of specifically, I don't know why, it always seems to be the wives that see the husbands. Granted, we struggle booking men on the podcast for whatever reason. So maybe that's why we just don't get those stories. But how did this one feel for you? For me, the strangest thing was the car for some reason. But I'm curious what you thought.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because usually, like, you know, in the home, it makes sense for a doppelganger to appear or, you know, like around your property or something. But yeah, the car is strange. So it makes me want to wonder, like, did the doppelganger spirit like want her to follow him? You know, like, oh, where is my husband going? You know, this one's kind of stumps me for the whole car purpose too. Like what was its purpose?
Mm-hmm. The pessimistic side of me wondered, originally while I was reading this, oh, was he like doing something secretively he didn't want her to know about? But the fact that it sounds like they were pretty close to home and he was laying in bed watching TV, seems like it'd be difficult for him to coordinate all that so fast, but who knows? Savannah, in your experience, have you ever seen spirits conjure or manifest like full objects like a car? Is that something that happens?
Not in like a doppelganger kind of way. That's almost more like timeline crossing glitch type thing. That's kind of the vibe it gives me, like just a little glitch. Which, they were passing at different times where they weren't really supposed to be.
Which sometimes listeners of this series will be like, oh, I like how you theme everything out in these series. I don't. It just works out that way. Like this one, we've had a bunch of like these timeline glitchy kind of things. Well, Savannah, did you feel like this could be a real story or at least real to the author?
I'd believe it. I've heard, I mean, a lot of people have doppelganger experiences, glitch in the matrix experiences. Mm-hmm. It's really not that far out.
If you're listening to this and you've never like Google imaged or searched on Reddit matrix glitches, there are some really interesting pictures and some of them go pretty far back too, which is kind of fun to check out. So yeah, who knows? I mean, that's another kind of strange one. It would certainly cause concern for me if I saw clearly saw my spouse and like the vehicle she drives. And I mean, that's not something you really mistake, you know,
that'd mess with your head.
Yeah.
It would mess with your head.
And especially if your kid saw it, like, I don't know. That's a bizarre one. Strange, 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 as many times they are here on the Real Creepy series. Well, gang, we did it. We made it all the way through. You guys were more than kind to show up and sit for an hour and 10 minutes to record all these episodes, but we really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I really like both of you guys, and to bring you together for this episode was a real treat for me. Kate, where can the audience find everything you have going on?
They can find me on TikTok at TarotKate3. I'm also on Instagram, TarotKate, or they can check out my website at TarotKate.com.
Awesome. And Savannah, where can our audience find everything you have going on?
Y'all can find me over on TikTok at That Witch of the Holler or on Instagram at It's That Witch of the Holler.
All right, audience, make sure you go and support them. They're just great. I love all their content and it's a real treat to get to do these episodes with people like Savannah and Kate. And I can't wait to share these with our audience. So this is another episode of Real or Creepy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.